Dictation for Robert Allison, Allison. Date of birth, September 29, 1980. Robert is a 42-year-old gentleman. Come back to our dialysis unit, Mount Pleasant. Was admitted to the hospital in Muskegon for about 1.5 weeks. Transferred to specialty care in Grand Rapids for about 2.5 months. And now he is in a nursing home next to the dialysis facility, Laurels of Mount Pleasant, for the last 1 or 2 weeks. He was treated for cellulitis. As far as we know, completed antibiotics. He denies having the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, heart attacks. There was no recurrence of prior endocarditis, bacterial. He has morbid obesity. Has an AV fistula. Appetite is good without any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Wife participated of this encounter on the phone. Bowel movements without bleeding, minimal urine output. Trying to do some physical therapy. Uses HEPA machine at least 4 hours every night, but no oxygen. Denied chest pain palpitation, no pyrolem material hemaptysis, chronic dyspnea from body size, some degree of orthopnea, chronic lower estimated edema. In the other dialysis facility, he was doing 5 hours. Next paragraph, past medical history for morbid obesity, prior MSSA endocarditis, hypertension, dialysis, hypothyroidism, congestive heart failure diastolic type, prior respiratory failure, hypoxemia and hypercardia, aortic valve vegetation, cellulitis, pulmonary hypertension, asthma, anemia, secondary hyperparathyroidism, prior kidney stones, hyperglycemia. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications presently include thyroid replacement, Protanix, Trazodone, Flonase, Midodrine for low blood pressure. Next paragraph, he is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, morbid obesity, normal speech, no respiratory distress, presently oxygen during dialysis, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, lungs are distant clear, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, chronic lower extremity edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, hemoglobin at 11.4 with a ferritin 856, saturation 27%, presently off the EPO, off the iron. He was dialyzing for 3 hours, which is too little, for a URR of 1.1, excuse me, URR of 60 and KPV of 1.1. Target weight is around 202. He's finishing around 203, 205. Blood pressure runs low, 90s, 100s, over 40s and 60s. Albumin at 4.4, potassium at 4.2, on a 2 potassium bath. A1C at 5.6, bicarbonate at 20. Phosphorus 5.6, calcium 8.9, PTH of 701, presently no binders. Takes 3 days a week on dialysis, vitamin B125. Not eligible for renal transplant. Body size of the patient. Next paragraph, end-stage renal disease from multiple issues, including hypertension. His clearance is 4. We are going to increase the time to 4 hours, the membrane size to 2 square meters. The blood flow to 500, same dialysis flow of 800, staying 3 days a week. Repeat chemistry. Next number, discuss about the issues of fluid restrictions and diet. Next number, anemia appears to be well controlled. Iron levels are appropriate. Fistula without infection. Nutrition is normal, potassium normal. Hyperglycemia well controlled at 5.6. Phosphorus is higher than we would like to see, 5.5. We are going to start Renvela, one each meal as a binder. PTH is high, continue adjusting vitamin D125. Extra fluid removal tomorrow to reach target weight. Unfortunately, not a candidate for transplant because of body size. Continue mind or dream for low blood pressure. I do not have an updated echocardiogram. As indicated before, prior valve endocarditis. Continue CPAP machine for sleep apnea. Continue weight reduction, physical activity as tolerated. End of dictation.